Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. State regulators now have less than a month to finalize the rules for operating recreational marijuana retail outlets in this state. The draft rules created by the State Cannabis Control Commission include licenses for businesses where customers could consume pot products on the premises. But commission members find themselves under pressure from some state officials, including Governor Charlie Baker, to scale back their plans. WBUR's Steve Brown reports.
The commission surprised many late last year when they adopted proposed regulations that went beyond simply allowing retail cannabis stores to open up. The prospects of cannabis cafes, marijuana movie theaters, and stoned yoga classes were welcomed by cannabis advocates, including Michael LaTulip.
This is a whole new opportunity, I think, for small entrepreneurs, businesses to come in, and for a lot of revenue to be generated for the state as well as for all the players involved.
But as the Cannabis Control Commission gets ready to finalize the regulations, the Baker administration and other state officials are churning up the heat in an effort to slow things down.
People should crawl before they walk and walk before they run.
Speaking to reporters earlier this week, the governor said everyone wants to see the market for legal recreational marijuana get off to a good start here in Massachusetts, but he does have some concerns.
What I do worry about is creating a situation and a dynamic, given the relatively early stages for the commission generally and for this industry in particular, to get off on the wrong foot straight out of the gate. I do think it's really important that this go well from the beginning.
The governor publicly opposed the referendum that legalized adult-use marijuana in 2016. However, he cites honoring the will of the people in supporting the launch of the new industry. Still, he says he's concerned some of the proposed regulations go beyond what he calls the first step, which would be the licensing of retail dispensaries. He also worries the commission, which is yet to set up its enforcement arm, will be able to adequately police the various types of cannabis businesses right away. Echoing the governor's concerns is Attorney General Mara Healy.
It's important with this new industry that we get it right. And that we take the time to get it right and do it in a way that ensures that this gets off to an effective implementation.
Healy, who also opposed the 2016 referendum, cautions in a letter to the Cannabis Control Commission that the rollout of the new industry need not happen all at once. Backers of the referendum that legalized marijuana, like Jim Borgesani, are critical of the pushback, calling it an orchestrated political campaign.
I think it's playing to fears, and it's using scare tactics to increase those fears during a political campaign.
The Cannabis Control Commission just wrapped up several days of public hearings. Commission Chair Steve Hoffman says the process of developing the regulations is working just the way he hoped.
We put our draft regulations out. We're getting feedback and comments. And we're going to go and meet in public again, as we did in December. And we'll try to make the best judgments we can about what modifications are needed. I certainly have enormous respect for the governor, and we take his comments very seriously.
The commission can choose to amend the regulations or keep them as is. It could opt to keep the various classes of licenses, including social consumption and delivery services, but delay issuance of such licenses until a later date. Whatever the commission does, the regs must be finalized and published by March 15th, with the first licensed retail stores expected to open on July 1st. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.